This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Remember, you can follow us on Twitter or X, whatever you prefer. I mean, there's that bunch of people out there that will never call it X. It's just they've said, they declare it. It's always going to be Twitter. She is at All Rams with a Z on the end. All Rams at All Rams on Twitter. I'm at AMI Kelly Mac. Hey, maybe drop us a message, say hi sometime. Appreciate the new followers, folks. Ramya Muth and Kelly McDonald, we are the hosts of Kelly and Ramya. We are here weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI TV, 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Once a month on Fridays to get things going, we get gardening with our gardener, Susan Kearney.
Hello, I'm Susan Kearney. Join me on Kelly and Ramya for the joy of gardening by using touch, taste, scent, and sound.
Well, Susan, we got a lot of business to take care of. I'm expecting a disgruntled Susan later on, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that shortly from the gossip I've heard here. I'm kind of curious, though, to start with, what's our feature plant for the week?
It is the blue flag iris, and mine have come up beautifully, and they will bloom in June. The leaves right now are reaching up to the sky, getting lots of nice rain, and they will grow much taller. And in June, they will have their beautiful purple blooms.
How tall? Like, what do you think on average?
They can grow approximately 3 feet tall. Right now, they're about a foot and a half because they've been dormant all winter. So their leaves sort of fall to the ground. And then once they start to straighten up and get to that warm sunshine and the rain, then they start to grow.
Nice. Very, very nice. And why did you pick this particular one today?
Well, because it was one of my first things that came up in the garden. It's nice because it is a native plant, so it doesn't mind the cold. It's out there, and it's very happy.
Amazing. Well, that's the good news. Now there's some not so good news that's going on with you, Susan. I think something has come into your home that you weren't necessarily ready for and are definitely not enjoying the company of. So what's going on?
Well, we have hydroponic gardens, little hydroponic units, and we grow tomatoes and peppers and lettuce and herbs. We can do this all year round. And they are little units that have light spectrums on them, and you fill them with water and food. There's no soil involved. And our tomato plants, one morning I realized that they were all sticky. And I could actually, if you break the leaves or the stems of tomatoes, they have a very pungent smell to them. And I could smell the leaves, and I thought, this is very peculiar. Yeah. I don't understand what is going on.
Because you're smelling them without it being broken.
Yes, yes. And the reason for that is because we had an infestation of what you call white flies. It actually is very common among peppers and tomatoes, but we've never had it before in our indoor gardens, in our indoor hydroponic garden. We had to get rid of all the tomatoes, and we just dumped the whole thing out and get rid of them. We've got lots more to plant, so I'm not worried about it. I'm leaving the unit for about 2 weeks. I scrubbed it down with vinegar and water. I will leave it for about 2 weeks to sit, and so I don't think there's anything left. I cleaned up everything. It was a mess because you had to get rid of them. And then I had to take care of the other plants in the house because they can be spread to other plants. So anything that was in the actual rooms or around these hydroponic gardens, I actually had to take there's strips of sticky paper that you put on sticks, and you put that in the soil because these ones are in the soil. They're the smooth leaf plants. And then other plants that were in other rooms, I just closed all the doors. Every door in the house is now closed so that we can keep these under control.
Yes. I'm curious before you carry on, Suze, because I'm just curious. When you say you cleaned it, that hydroponic containment
unit, yes.
You took everything out of the unit and did the treatment. Anything you have to do with the soil or anything? Like, I gather you don't really care because it's going outside and those flies are already outside or whatever. But would you, by getting rid of it, does that put in danger anything outside near your garden? Or what do you do to dispose of that?
Into a plastic bag, yes.
Yeah.
Everything went into a plastic bag, went out to the garbage. It couldn't go into the garden.
No.
And there is no soil in the hydroponic. And even the water, we poured the water out. Once we'd poured the water out onto the rocks, on some rocks, then we actually took some vinegar and poured that over top just to make sure that they don't breed anywhere else. These are always in the environment. And and when a plant is just like people, when a plant is either very, very young or very old or not particularly healthy, and maybe I'd left those tomatoes plants a little too long. I usually switch them over after about 6 months. I do switch them over. I might have left them a little longer because I thought, oh, there's more blooms. I'm going to get more tomatoes. But perhaps it wasn't a wise thing to do. Anyway, I'm hoping that it's taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really wild, especially all that work, especially closing up the rooms and that. Has anyone in the family seen any of them elsewhere, like in the air or anything like that? Or do you really only notice them on the plants?
Well, they were pretty well on the plant. What is very interesting is that my grandchildren were over when and I was cleaning everything up, and I said something about the salad, and they said, oh, we're not eating tomatoes in the salad. But I hadn't put any of the tomatoes in the salad. I had thrown everything out, but it makes them, they make a lot of noise about it and everything, and ugh, and that's yucky, and all that, all those sort of words. But,
I say that with perfectly good tomatoes. Shouldn't say. I used to do that to my mom. Oh, tomatoes. But what a project and what a concern. And now if there are any around, the sticks will get them, hopefully.
Yes, lots of these. It's like sticky paper on both sides, and you just put them on the sticks. And I put them in a lot of my different plants. And then I think in about 2 or 3 days, I'll start pulling them out and asking anybody who can look at them, is there anything, are there any of these flies on it? Because they'll just, and the paper is yellow, which is really interesting because they're attracted to the color yellow, which is very interesting. I found that really interesting. So yes, the paper is yellow. The sticky paper is yellow. So they're attracted to that.
Wow. Talk about deadly attraction for them. Wow. What else to control that, or should we move on to another unique way of disposing of insects that will dispose of insects?
Yes, absolutely. If this happens to your pepper or tomato plants outdoors, one thing that is very good for it is to attract ladybugs or dragonflies to your garden, and because they eat these little creatures. They eat these little white flies that get into the tomatoes and peppers, and it's very common in outdoor gardens. They'll get in there, but our lovely dragonflies and the ladybugs, they eat them. So they keep those under control, which is very good. That's nature's way of saying, okay, fine, that's their dinner, and they'll take care of those. So it's very good to attract those particular good insects to your garden. There's also a tiny little wasp that I apologize, I can't remember the name of, and they also eat those little white flies and also the larva of the white flies. So they even get to the white flies don't actually get to maturity if you can attract these little tiny wee wasps that fly around and eat the larva. So they're another good bug to attract to your garden.
Mm, that's really interesting. I've heard of the wasp. Mm-hmm. I can't remember either the name and on one of the nature shows or something, but it's really interesting when you think of handling the problems. I mean, obviously you're not going to invite wasps and stuff into your house and say, hey, go crazy getting those. You know,
no, I don't want any of those bugs in the house. So no, but the outdoor, you can do that. You can control them with these particular bugs outdoor.
So really, what kind of techniques you used for this situation is the best way to do it, and being careful for a time period of, hey, I've gotten rid of those. So you wouldn't obviously go right in now and start replanting and putting tomatoes in the house like now with the hydroplant, even if you had another one ready to go, because they're still in the house and would be attracted.
They could be. They absolutely could be. So I'm going to wait 2 weeks, and then I will replant everything, and just keep a watch on whether or not they show up in any other plant. I hope not. I hope we got it in time. Yeah.
Wow. How often does this kind of thing happen to you, whether it's outdoors or indoors?
I've never had it happen in the 4 years we've had the hydroponic gardens. So touch wood, I guess I've been lucky. How it happened, I have no idea. I have had it happen in my outdoor garden with my tomatoes. I have had that happen. So it's that was quite a while ago. And I think these things go in cycles. That's what I think. I think that they go in, the insects go in cycles, and I also think that maybe that plant was not particularly healthy, and that's when you can run into trouble. When your plants aren't particularly healthy, it's just like us people or animals, the same thing. So I'm hoping I got them all.
Wow. I hope it's not like that. If I start feeling unhealthy, I don't want flies hanging around. But Sue, like you say, it's kind of reciprocal in that sense. But on the outside garden, or if somebody's starting a garden indoor or out, is there anything particular you would tell a person? Like, would you ever tell a person, look, these are the kind of things that are probably going to happen sometime or not? If you're lucky and have a horseshoe, maybe not. But do look for this kind of thing, whether it's this kind of fly or some other insect.
Yes, absolutely, because our plants do attract insects, good ones and bad ones, and there's always going to be an insect that is particularly bad, because every plant has an insect that might actually live on that plant. So it just depends. I do know that the white flies are very common to tomatoes and peppers. They might get on other plants too, but and it's just the way Mother Nature has, if something isn't healthy, then the bugs can eat all the get rid of those plants, and they do. It was all stick. Everything was sticky and gooey because all the they were munching on the leaves and all the sap was coming out. So trying to clean it was really...
Imagine that smorgasbord in that garbage bag as it went to the curb. You know, there must have been a party in that bag. You must have walked by and all you could hear is,
Yes.
Thanks, Suze. This is great.
Bye.
Good luck with stuff. Oh, my goodness. Let's hope that's the last of those guys. Folks, we visit with Susan Kearney, our gardener. We do this at the top of our Friday show to get things started. To coming up next on the program, AI-powered wearable tech is dominating headlines. with revolutionary promises. Keeping those promises, are we? Well, some reviewers are not impressed. On the app update, John Beeler will tell us about the devices lining up to replace your smartphone. Yes, yours. We'll talk about it after this.
Stick around and learn something new. Kelly and Ramya return with more in a moment.
Hi, I'm Stephen Scott. Join me every day for Double Tap. It's a show where we occasionally talk about technology for blind and partially sighted people. You'll find us wherever you get your podcasts.